We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, halfway there, baby. You can do it. It is 6:08, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Ton of stuff going on, ton of great guests. Congresswoman Kat Kamick, 805-905, Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, newsworthy items that these folks are going to discuss. I mean, one of the big things, your top story, $95 billion package. Ooh. Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, you get a check.
Boy.
Southern border of the United States, you get diddly squattage.
Wow.
Nada.
That's not very good equity.
Goose egg.
Niet.
Zero.
Niet?
Niet.
That's not good.
Less equity. Than yet.
Less than.
Yesterday, Senate passed a long-delayed $95 billion package with wide bipartisan support. Yeah. I get this story from CNN, by the way.
Okay.
Wide bipartisan support.
Well,
okay.
Then.
Final vote, 79 to 18. 15 Republicans voted with 3 Democrats against the bill. 48 Democrats and 31 Republicans voted for the bill.
So-called.
I'm not even going to debate whether the spending package was direly needed, even though I like when the news people, much needed. We even did it at our top of the hour. Much needed aid package.
Right.
What? Much needed according to who? What,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Much needed aid to people that live near the southwestern border?
Oh, that could be much needed. Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, much needed. Yeah. Much needed everything could be much needed, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's anyway. So we've got that going on. And Saturday I am hosting the Camp Freedom Soldiers Freedom Outdoors event, and that is a big event. Appreciation dinner. Right. Love everybody to go. Let's see. Today's Wednesday. Yeah, this will be your last chance to grab your tickets for this event, or maybe even sponsor a table. Bring the whole gang. Go to soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org. Healing the Hidden Wounds of War. They're doing a great job there at Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. It's in Melrose/Keystone, depending on how you look at zip codes and addresses. But anyway, go to soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org. Love to have you be a part of it. Coming up,
there you go,
Greg Schmoo's tour. We'll talk about that a little bit. But first, I want it. I want it. Maybe you don't remember when you were a kid, but I can tell you, you were probably a snot-nosed, spoiled little brat. You know why? Because
why?
Most of us were.
Oh.
All right, and you demanded something. You wanted something. And you know, as you got older, maybe you tried different techniques. Okay. I know I did. I tortured my parents.
What?
Because I wanted a mini bike for my 10th birthday.
Oh.
And I was relentless. I was the child from hell.
Well, act surprised.
But I never thought about stabbing my parents if I didn't get what I wanted.
What?
A Gainesville man has been charged with attempted murder, allegedly stabbing his elderly mother. 85 years old she is.
Oh,
he's not
God.
A little kid anymore. He's 54. Manny Alcantara stabbed, allegedly, his 85-year-old mother numerous times Monday afternoon before pushing her life alert button and fleeing the scene. So
what a helper.
What a good son.
Yeah, right.
I mean, if you take it, you know, out of context.
Uh-huh.
Victim transported to area hospital, life-threatening injuries, current condition unknown. Alcantara allegedly told police he's unemployed. He's maxed out all his credit cards, drained his mother's bank account to feed his substance abuse problems. And finally he snapped.
Yeah, apparently.
After all these things happened to him, of course, right?
He had nothing to do with all those things.
He became upset with his mother when she refused to buy him a new car. Wow. I want that new car.
That's not the way to get it.
I don't think he's drained her account. Instead of a new car, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Maddie Alcantara. You have a new place to live.
Yes, he does.
4x8. Mm-hmm. Pretty bars on those windows, pal. Gosh. What in the heck, huh? Substance abuse problems could happen to anybody, all right?
Yes.
Stabbing your mother?
Eh.
She's 85.
Eh.
I'm really mad at you.
Now is she going to get you a car?
No. Well, sure. She could buy him a car, spread the payments out over 15 years, and it'll be paid off when he gets out of prison.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not going to go well for him.
No, it's not.
I can tell you that right now.
He might have a decision-making problem in his life.
You think?
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Too much cortisol. His brain is floating in it, and it causes you to maybe overreact to situations and not think about the end result. You know, one step, two steps, three steps. Mm. Yeah. And if you stab your mother, that's not going to go well. I mean, that's a pretty...
Mm-hmm.
That's not playing 3D chess. You know what I mean? Stab mother... Go to jail.
Do not get new car.
No. A recent study conducted by the Media Research Center has uncovered 39 instances of Facebook interfering with U.S. elections since 2008, raising concerns about the platform's influence on the democratic process. Yeah. Mm. I mean, is it really even a... I mean, is it really a headline? Is there anybody that doesn't think that social media hasn't had a huge influence on elections? Not a lot of pro-Trump stuff, by the way, just in case you're wondering.
Not so much.
They've been caught interfering in U.S. elections 39 times since 2008, and their election interfering censorship began in 2012, reached its peak in 2020, and it started to fade somewhat in the early stages of the 2024 electoral cycle. Even though everybody's up their backsides, sniffing around, they still haven't completely quit doing it. They just backed off a little bit.
Now, I got a question, because this is sounding really familiar. Because it reminds me of a trial that's going on and a publication that's, you know, I guess is making the headlines because of this trial. So Facebook, they decided what stories would air, maybe what stories wouldn't air, to maybe help or hurt people who were running for
absolutely.
Really high.
Yes, influencing it, what people see and what they don't see.
But isn't that a big deal with the National Enquirer when it comes to Donald Trump? All of a sudden, that's a big deal?
The National Enquirer whole situation and Trump, this it's interesting on a lot of different levels. And I know we're going to go to break soon, but I'll just say this. The guy's name is David Pecker, and he's been friends with the Trump folks for a long time. And they would call it catch and kill. He would get, you know, a heads up on stories that, you know, somebody was going to run something negative about Trump. And he would, you know, tell Trump, hey, you should buy this and you know, kill the story, in other words.
Right.
Well, you know, if you think about it, the guy really sitting in the catbird seat, David Pecker.
Yeah.
I mean, apparently he was like smirking and pretty upbeat the whole time.
Smiling at Trump.
Well, you know why? Because the feds gave him complete immunity.
Yeah.
That is not easy to attain. Mm-hmm. You get complete immunity. And one has to wonder, and I wonder if the jury will feel this way, like, you know, how much of it was David Pecker going to the Trump folks. He kind of, in other words, it's sort of in some ways his fault that, say, a Stormy Daniels got paid off or whatever. And he even admitted that, yeah, the more Trump stories that they ran in the Inquirer, the more papers they sold.
Right.
But he gets complete immunity on this whole thing. And was, could you call that election interference to some extent? I don't know. But it is interesting. More on that and, well, everything else that's going on in the world. You know what we do. We keep you plugged in and in touch. It's 6:17. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Make your mornings a little less hectic, hands-free listening to the Bob Rose Show. Available on your smart speaker. Tell your smart speaker to play 97.3 The Sky.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He brings the brutal truth.
Are you better off today than you were under Trump?
Mark Levin.
Is it easier to buy food, to acquire even a used vehicle, let alone a new vehicle? What about inflation? How's that going?
6 o'clock on 97.3 The Sky.
What did the FBI agent say to the phone wire?
I don't know.
I'd tap that.
Wow.
And the more I say it, the older the joke gets. It still resonates, baby. Come on.
Oh, my.
It is 6:22. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and loco. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. So, yeah, a little FBI joke, because Christopher Wray, the FBI director, during a portion of an interview with NBC News that was aired Tuesday, the FBI director stated that the agency isn't monitoring the protest on college campuses because they don't monitor protest as a general rule, but we do share intelligence about specific threats of violence with campuses with state and local law enforcement. And when violence ensues, that's when we get concerned.
Ooh.
When you have threats of violence. I would say it's, well, they've had violence.
Yeah, and you
have
got,
they not?
And you got somebody chanting, "We are Hamas." I think if you kind of figure out who Hamas
that's
is.
That's not good.
That's not a good thing, though.
Nah, I wouldn't think so. I think most people could agree. Well, yeah, most people.
Yeah, most. Yeah.
Look, I've said it before. I had a feeling that a lot of these so-called, you know, campus protests are not organic in nature. There's cheerleaders that kind of foment this sense of, I don't know what you want to call it. Yeah, it's the new social justice. Kids sometimes, like, they want to endear themselves to, you know, the supposed underdog, okay?
Yeah, right.
And that's part of, you know, being young and idealistic, okay? What's the old saying, you know? If you're 20 years old and you're not liberal, you know, you don't have a heart. But if by 40 you're not conservative, you don't have a brain.
Mm.
So it kind of goes along with that. But I think that, yeah, it's the rent-a-mob thing. There are people that are fomenting this violence and this behavior on college campuses. And I'm pretty convinced that it's not a lot of college kids that are actually, you know, enrolled in those particular universities. Mm-hmm. I think there's outside agitators.
What?
Is a big part of it. Yes.
It's almost, you say that like we've seen that before.
Like January 6th?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Now, it's interesting. I mean, look, hey, man, find any method possible that we can, spy on Donald Trump when he was running for president, right? Somehow they're able to get that done.
Uh-huh.
Right? But you can't infiltrate some of these groups. that are fomenting this violence, some of these rabble-rousers, troublemakers, you can't infiltrate them, you can't eavesdrop on them, because they do pose a danger. Just saying, if you're just protesting, that is protected by the Constitution, and that's great, and it should be. But we know that they've gone outside the lines on this thing more than once. All right. So, Director Ray is worried about, terrorist activity and all the things he said. All the lights are blinking. You've heard some of his testimony, right? All the lights are blinking. Warning, warning. Never heard this much chatter before. Yeah. Well, get in there.
Yeah.
And maybe Biden, since he's, Biden and the Dems, well, and some Republicans, unfortunately, found like $95 billion that they could send to other countries. And Christopher Wray said, look, we've got critical issues here. Why aren't they spending money here? Politics, right, at its best.
Yeah.
You've got people pouring across the border, and I'm sure most of them are nice people. But you only need a small percentage to be not nice when you've allowed millions to come in.
Good point.
At least Chucky Schumer's getting a little taste of it. That makes me feel a smidge better.
Whatever it is, couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Hundreds of anti-Israel protesters gathered outside of Senator Chuck Schumer's home in Brooklyn, calling for the United States to stop arming Israel. Well, nice. Yeah, he's a major part of that and the Ukraine funding, and he was cheerleading all of that in the Senate, getting all excited. Oh, yeah. Our friends, our allies know we're their allies, and our enemies know that. And this sends a message and all that.
Blah,
and
blah, blah.
And what's the message to the people that have to deal with millions of folks coming here uninvited? What? He didn't care. He didn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, wait. He's a senator.
Yeah.
He's from New York. There's only two senators. Aren't they supposed to be kind of looking out for, New York?
Now, there's a concept.
Huh.
That is odd.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting, isn't it? I didn't know. Maybe he's a senator from Ukraine. I didn't know. Maybe he is.
Well, if you're the two's paying you, but I wouldn't want to say that.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it is going to be a busy, happy hump day, Trump day. You've got the trial going on. I'll share some insight with you on that, some information that I've been perusing. We've got all that coming up. And Congresswoman Kat Kamick joining us at 8:05. You're tuned to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy on 97.3 The Sky.
Clay and Buck.
The drama from inside the House of Representatives.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Even the greatest generation never faced this. A complete loss of hope.
A new Sky lineup with Bob Rose.
Israel is very clear. They respond to attacks. It's how they have survived.
Sean Hannity.
Gas prices soar yet again. This is Joe Biden's economy.
Mark Levin.
The Democrat Party is destroying this country by design.
The outspoken voices of America.
Looking out for America.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky. New on the Sky, Glenn Beck, right after the Bob Rose Show.
On North Central Florida's talk leader.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton at noon. The Dana Show at night.
New shows and more news now.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Anybody know what day it is?
You know what day it is? You know what day it is.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, my friends. It is 6:37. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And thank you for tuning in and supporting what we do. We appreciate it. Top story, Senate passes a $95 billion package for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan. And our southern border is going to be secure.
Ooh, finally. Oh, man. I'm glad to see they're finally.
January 21st.
Oh.
Yeah. And not a minute before then. And you could take that to the bank. Local story. It's a happy-go-lucky family heartwarming story of a Gainesville man who stabs his 85-year-old mother because she didn't buy him a new car. He already drained her bank account, by the way. He has
substance abuse.
So he's not getting issues. The Son of the Year award.
Yeah. Okay. So coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick, I'm sure she'll have plenty to say about that spending bill, and they won't be nice. Yeah. And Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson coming up at 9:05. Let me simplify for those who either been bored to tears or haven't kind of grasped the idea of this, one of the Trump trials anyway. And I'm going to paraphrase a lot of stuff from Jonathan Turley, who put a piece in the New York Post. For many in the legal community, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's case against former President Donald Trump borders on the legally obscene.
Wow.
An openly political prosecution based on a theory even legal pundits dismiss. Yet Monday, the prosecution seemed to actually make a case for obscenity. Now, wait, it wasn't the gratuitous introduction of an uncharged alleged tryst with a former Playboy bunny or expected details on the relationship with an ex-porn star. No, it was the criminal theory itself that seemed crafted around the obscenity standard Supreme Court Justice Potter Stewart famously described. Now, I don't remember Justice Potter Stewart, but I know I've repeated his line as he was talking about a particular case, 1984's Jacobellis versus Ohio. And you'll know the line as soon as I say it, right? This is what he said, the Supreme Court Justice at the time. I shall not today attempt further to define it, but I know it when I see it.
That
ring a bell?
Yes, it does.
I know obscenity when I see it.
Yep.
And we've repeated that line kind of jokingly, but it's kind of frightening in a way. Now, the prosecution must show that Trump falsified business records in furtherance of another crime. After months of confusion on just what crime underpinned the indictment, the prosecution offered a new theory so ambiguous and undefined it would have made Justice Stewart blush. Prosecutor Joshua Steinglass told the jury that enlisting Stormy Daniels' payments as a legal expense, Trump violated this New York law. Any two or more persons who conspire to promote or prevent the election of any person to a public office by unlawful means, which conspiracy is acted upon by one or more parties, shall be guilty of a misdemeanor. First of all, that would be a misdemeanor. Second of all, he's conspiring to promote his own election. Hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess he is. Trump committed a crime by conspiring to unlawfully promote his own candidacy. By paying to squash a potentially embarrassing story and then reimbursing his lawyer, Michael Cohen, with other legal expenses. Now, if you're confused by some of this, you're not alone. You see, it's not a crime to pay for the non-disclosure of an alleged affair. It's also not a federal election offense, the other underlying crime that Bragg alleges,
right,
to pay such money as a personal or legal expense. Federal law doesn't treat it as a political contribution to yourself. Yet somehow the characterization of this payment as a legal expense is an illegal conspiracy to promote one's own candidacy in New York. So in New York, prosecutors are expected to have extreme legal myopia. Yep, they can see no further than Trump to the exclusion of any implication for the legal system or legal ethics. Of course, neither Bragg nor his office has ever seen this type of criminal case in any other defendant ever. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
That could sound a lot like the legal case against him for supposedly overvaluing his properties when applying for a loan. Never had they seen a case like that before, ever. And here we have another precedent-setting thing. Is there a pattern here?
Yeah,
it's called Get Trump No Matter What. All right. The statute of limitations, by the way, for the case's misdemeanors, which is what it would be, including falsifying payments, well, that's expired. But Bragg, with the help of counsel and former top Biden Justice Department officer Matthew Colangelo, zapped it back to life by alleging a federal election crime. The Justice Department had itself rejected that as a basis for any criminal charge. But again, it's not stopping them in New York, is it? It's not clear Trump even knew how this money was characterized in records. He paid it to his lawyer, who put it together, the settlement over the non-disclosure agreement. Cohen will soon go on the stand and tell the jury it should send his former client to jail for following his legal advice. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Right? You're my attorney. What should I do?
Mm-hmm.
Pay her the money. All right, pay her. I'll pay you back. Right. Okay.
Oop, go to jail.
That's legal advice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Besides running for president, Trump was married and had hosted a hit television show. So there were ample reasons to secure an NDA, non-disclosure agreement, to bury the story. Even if it was done with the election in mind, it's not unusual or illegal. There's generally no need to list such payments as a campaign contribution because the federal government doesn't see them as a campaign contribution. And Jonathan Turley finishes up with, it's not even clear how this matter was supposed to be noted in records. What if the Trump employee put legal settlement in personal matter or nuisance payment?
Hmm.
The crime itself may not be clear or even comprehensible, but the defendant's identity could not be clearer. And the prosecutors are hoping the jury, like themselves, will look no further. Yep. The saga of get Trump no matter what. Constitution and other laws be damned. We're on a hunt. We're on a hunt. Bragg and all those folks, yep, they're on a hunt.
So they're going to go after Hillary for, you know, the dossier thing and how that was paid for, you think?
Not anytime soon.
Okay, just checking.
Check back.
Often. Okay, I'll get back to you.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Man, ton of stuff to get to. Hang in there. 97.3 The Sky.
Sean Hannity.
Republican states have sent thousands of National Guard troops to the border. Thank goodness.
Weekdays, 3 p.m.
The amount of fentanyl pouring across the border. Why are we allowing this? They're murdering our children.
On News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
We're going to make it a great one. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, my friends. It is 6:50, 10 minutes. Let's call it 6:51. 9 minutes until 7 o'clock. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, heard you on a big schmooze tour, hanging out with the Leos, you know, getting all schmoozy and tell me about it.
No, I took a little trip to Trenton last night. Of course, Bobby Schultz out there, one of our favorite sheriffs, having a little shindig, and didn't realize how many other sheriffs were going to be there. You had Bobby, but then you had like Emory Ganey from Alachua County, Gordon Smith out Bradford. You had Darby Butler from Dixie, and Brian Lamb from Lafayette, as they say in Florida. And of course, sheriff everybody loves, Bobby McCallum, was there too. So got to hang out with all those guys. Yeah,
man.
I felt very safe.
Now, out of the whole deal and all the chit-chats, and you being the famous Greg Cassidy, did you get us, like, a cop car we could drive around or anything? And maybe even for the weekend.
I keep telling them, you know, Bob wants one. It's that whole fear of misuse seems to be their concern.
Well, that would be well-placed fear.
I think that they're smart about
That's why they're smart enough to be sheriffs.
No cop car for Bob. Sorry.
Okay. What if I utilize my own insurance policy?
I still don't. That whole misrepresentation.
Basically police. What you're saying is cops just don't, you know, they just don't want to have any fun. Or they don't want us to have fun. That's what it is.
Well, maybe just not that kind of fun. But they're a fun crowd.
But it was a good time.
Oh, yeah. A lot of Bob Rose listeners, Sky listeners in the Trenton area, and some of the sheriffs, you know, from these surrounding counties. Definitely listeners of the show.
So. I would think. I mean, we're very pro-law enforcement.
Oh, yeah.
And
they appreciate that. They really do.
Well, and that works both ways. So.
Yep. So a good time, and so... morning to everybody in Trenton and surrounding areas.
Now I got to ruin the feeling.
Oh, no.
By telling you about a guy who was a cop. He was a resource officer at a school. This did not end well. Ex-Washington State school cop allegedly killed his ex-wife and his underage girlfriend before taking the teenager's infant, which I believe is his, on the run. And then cops caught up to him, and they found him with a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head.
That's sad. What a sad scenario for everybody there.
Oregon State Troopers found Elias Huser's wounded body following a police chase near Eugene around 3 p.m. Tuesday. Listen to this. I mean, this guy, his life was not going well.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see if we can start from the beginning. The 1 year old love child. Yes. So it's his.
Right.
He met the girl when she was 11 and 15 years old. He impregnated her.
Not good.
He's, of course, married at the time, and he left the police department in 2021 after receiving discipline. They didn't give too much information on that. He went on to work as a substitute teacher in the Richland School District until February of this year, when he was arrested for allegedly raping his underage girlfriend's unconscious 16-year-old friend after a night of drinking at his home.
Oh, my goodness. This guy makes a lot of bad decisions, or made a lot of bad decisions in life.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he was due in court to face those child rape charges and for his relationship with Angelica. The vicious killing also came just days after Rodriguez filed to change the custody arrangements of the two kids that they share. This is his wife, and the kids are age 5 and 9. That's awful.
Wow.
So he allegedly, you know, killed his wife, killed the girlfriend, and took off with the baby. The baby's okay, though. But, I mean...
What a tragedy. I mean, all these kids are now going to be raised without their parents, you know? I saw the video of them actually kind of rescuing the child from the car, and it just you're looking at this whole scenario going, man, just how bad things can spiral down when you make some really bad decisions.
And that's it.
Yeah,
it's not like you can blame anybody else, you know?
No.
You get a cancer diagnosis. That's not on you.
Right.
You impregnate an underage girl you met at school while you're a resource officer.
And you're married, got your own kids with your wife.
And it sounds like, you know, he might have been able to maybe not get out of it or whatever, but maybe, you know, there was a time when he probably could have come clean.
Right.
Instead, he compounds it by allegedly raping his girlfriend's friend when they were all...
He had some issues.
Yeah.
Operative word,
you
had.
You could say, but yeah.
Issues.
Now there's some kids.
That's...
They're gonna have a rough, somewhat of a rough road ahead of them.
Yep.
It is 6:56 on the Bob Rose Show. Coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamek. I'm sure she has a commentary about the $95 billion spending bill sent to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. So stay tuned, my friends. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
Iran has attacked Israel from its own sovereign territory.
The news that's trending.
Together with our partners, we defeated that attack.
Neither the region nor the world can afford more war.
Again, this is an issue that affects everybody around the world.
The news that's now.
Alejandro Mayorkas, Senate shall have power to try all impeachments.
The news station.
Election interference by Biden.
Now, more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.